door. See, there is somebody that can never get out of your knocking. Anytime God
expresses himself, you are, talk to the Lord right now.
And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was changed.
You know, there's something about midweek services. Those small meetings, these small meetings, that's where the real powerful stuff happens. You know, on Sunday, I was just thinking, if I could get the entire crowd to pray the way I wanted, something will happen. I'm telling you. But you see, just like Jesus, when he tells the parable to the multitudes, the Bible says, after they departed from the multitudes, the disciples came and asked him, why do you speak to the multitudes in parables? And then Jesus says, to them that are without, the things of the kingdom are spoken in parables. But to you that are within the kingdom, it is given to you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. On Sunday made me know that to release revelation, you have to take people to a journey. Are you with me? People must come to a certain place. I want to share something with us. In fact, what I have for us today is not a sermon. It's a burden. Are you with me? This may be one of the shortest sermons ever in the history of New Breed. But sit down. Luke chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18 from verse 1. You know, we've been talking about prayer and our teaching series dovetailed into the school of prayer. You know where we started from, right? You know, we began to talk about spiritual vitality on fire, returning to your first love. And then we talked about spiritual awakening. We talked about the structures to put to have a personal revival. But then you can't talk about all of that without a training in the college of prayer. And with what I'm perceiving in my spirit, we are going to stretch this particular teaching here for some time. The teaching series for July is supposed to be orthodoxy. Fundamental Christian beliefs, going back to the actual teachings of the Christian faith. That was the original plan. But with what I saw on Sunday, I gauged the way the people prayed on Sunday. And I said, I need to train maybe Abuja Church more to pray more. I need to train. There is a way to pray. But you see, you can't talk about how to pray if you don't understand the necessity of prayer. Let me tell you something. If you ask the average churchgoer or the average Christian, out of 10 Christians, what is your biggest struggle in your Christian life? 7 will tell you prayer. Am I correct? Please, am I correct? If you meet 10 Christians and ask them, what are you struggling with? One may tell you, I'm struggling with sin. You know, I'm struggling with sin. One may tell you, I'm struggling. You must get this one. I'm struggling with God must show up in divine intervention or provision. But if you find the others who are serious, 70% of believers will tell you their problem is prayer. To pray consistently, they wish they can be more consistent in prayer. Are you with me? They wish they can be more. Some do say they are praying, but they are not seeing the answers the way they ought. Please, are you with me? But you're going to find this issue of consistency. And do you know why? There is something I think the current day church has not emphasized as much as it should. Have you noticed that if you check our parents, many of the people that are 50 years and above, many of them had a devotional routine that they never missed. 5:30 every morning. You are bored, you are angry, you are tired, rain, the sleep is so strong, your mother will just come, we are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Are you with me? Then tomorrow, they are there again. Are you following me? But it's our generation that you pray, you're on fire today. Tomorrow, you're saying, God, I'm not feeling it. The breeze is blowing outside, the rain. Then you will now play one song. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up. Lord, I can't, even if I don't pray this morning, you will find one thing. It's not by your works. It's true, it's not by your works. It's not by, you don't use your prayer life to impress God. It's true. You are correct. But there is something about prayer you don't know. That's why you are doing that. Let me tell you. This is something that no matter how high you grow in your Christian faith, you will have to keep on reminding yourself, because you can get carried away. You have to keep on reminding yourself about what I call the necessity of prayer. See, after me, the necessity of prayer. I wish I can say a lot, but I'm going to recommend one book. If you can, I gave it to our pastors and our leaders some years ago. The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. When you read that book, you will pray. You can't complete that book without praying. You can't. But Luke 18 verse 1. He says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Please, are you with me? Before I go on, I want to ask you a very strange question. Can you permit me to train you in the gospel? Do you permit me? Yes, sir. Let me be sure I'm hearing. Do you permit me to train you in the gospel? Yes, sir. You know, I didn't ask this question on Sunday because every Tom, Dick, and Harry, a time will come where that kind of crowd can handle what I want. Are you with me? And it's not far. Amen. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Do you know that in the Bible, there is no word called prayerlessness? The opposite of being prayerful is not prayerless in the Bible. There is nothing like, oh, he's not a prayerful person. The opposite of prayer or being a prayerful person is fainting. That's what he told us. He says he spake a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So if you are not praying, you are fainting. Guess what? If you are not praying, you may have fainted. Jesus. You may have fainted and you don't know. Let me tell you something. One sign that you are even serious about your Christian life is you are struggling with prayer. That you have the consciousness enough to know that I should be praying more, but I'm not yet praying as much as I should be praying. That struggle you are having is proof that you are still alive. Are you with me? That men ought always to pray and not to faint. Let me tell you. You can quote me anywhere. If you don't pray, you will not know God. I did not say you will not know about God. You will not know God. You know, I was listening to a theologian speak years ago. No, it's not John MacArthur. I'm trying to remember his name. Paul Washer. Now, while there are some things that we disagree theologically, he said there are people that are saying things. It's easy to go to a theological school, and theology is important. If you know me, you know that I'm very heavy on doctrine. You should know that one. Are you with me? But it's easy to go to a theological school and learn about things that if you don't pray, you will not even understand. You won't understand them. For instance, when the Bible says Paul was passing through a certain place in Acts 18 and he was grieved in the spirit and he began to preach, or he was stirred up in the spirit. If you don't pray, that thing you saw in the scripture, it will be there forever. You will never understand what it is. Are you with me? Men ought always to pray and not to faint. You will not know what it is. There are many things God is trying to say that only when you are a man of prayer, it is only when you are a man of prayer that you can understand. Because it is true that the written word guides us. But you see, there are some things that are not specifically spelled out in the written word. How do I know? Or how did I know that it was time to leave Port Harcourt and move to Abuja? By the Spirit. By the Spirit. How do I know that? Oh, we have a good venue here. Looks more like church office. Everything is set. But God is telling us, go to Gwarinpa, plant another church. That's what God is saying. Plant another church in Gwarinpa. Hold a crusade there. Why? The Spirit. The Spirit. There are too many things in your Christian journey. If you are not praying, you will be fainting. You will be wondering. And the problem is that nobody can tell you. Those are things you have to get by interaction with the Spirit of God. Are you with me? And so, one of the very important lessons any true spiritual leader or rabbi will carry you through is prayer. Because I can guide you to a certain point, but there are things that even if I know, if I tell you and you don't have the conviction in your spirit, you will still not be able to hold it. Are you getting me?
Sir.
Say after me, prayer. Say it again, prayer. See, let me tell you something. Thinking about today's sermon, or thinking about today, I was asking myself, what did Jesus do? Or what was he doing 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness that he could not do in 7 days? Do you know what 40 days is? Do you know what 40 days is? 40 days is typically 1 month, 10 days. You were somewhere. What was he doing for 40 days that could not be done in 7 days? That could not be done in 14 days? That could not be done in 21 days? What kind of prayer was he praying? We don't know the necessity of prayer. That's our problem. You know what I've come to discover? The problem is not lack of time. It was this sermon that I was thinking about. That's why I posted on Instagram 2 days ago. If it is priority for you, you will have time for it. That's what I posted. If it is priority, if it is important to you, you will create time for it. Are you following me? Especially when you are in my shoes. And you judge things by the spirit realm. You don't judge things by the natural. You know, yesterday, on Sunday, hallelujah, I want to say Pastor Owen, Minister Owen, don't worry, your donation is not far. Amen. He met me after service. He said, Pastor, I knew you were excited. He said, were you excited that church was full? I said, I was excited, but that's not it. He said, I know. I know that if I ask Pastor, Pastor has an art in his thinking. I say, yes now. There's another thing I'm thinking about. So the point of ministry is the crowd is not the point. That's just a pathway to the point. Until the crowd has been turned from attendees to soldiers, it's not yet enough. Are you getting me? It's not yet enough until they become soldiers, until they are carrying your spiritual DNA. They are not there yet, and for them to carry it, you have to pray.
Paul will say in Galatians 4 verse 19, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. Of whom I travail in birth. So, he traveled for them to be born again. Are you with me? Galatians 4 19. He traveled for them to be born again, for them to hear the gospel and even accept. Because you see, the gospel is a crazy idea. Oh. What do you mean? That some man showed up some time ago, 2,000 years ago, and we believe he's God in the flesh because he rose up from the dead. He died and was buried and rose up again. And because I believe in him, I have eternal life. Why should I trust that message? God has to do something. Are you with me? There has to be a quickening of the spirit of that word in the person's soul. And the person cannot really understand, but by accepting that message, he's awakened to the fatherhood of God. So, he traveled in birth for them to be born again. Are you with me? And then, I traveled in birth until Christ be formed in you. You see, spiritual growth is the journey from being in Christ to Christ being formed in you. So, you enter. You are a little child in Christ. But for Christ to take up his shape in you, somebody must be interceding for you. Ministry is not just preaching. A man of prayer that does not pray, that word will not carry the transformative power required.
There's one of us here. He told me he was in the occult before. Somebody invited him to this church. He was also taking hard drugs. Somebody invited him to the church by listening to the sermon. Got born again under his breath. He believed the message. I believed. Went for membership class. In this church. Came back, hearing the sermon again. He said, no, I want to follow the Lord. From there, he began to experience what we call assurance of salvation. After the service that day, he met me. He said, it is me. I know that truly what I'm experiencing is legit. I know I'm saved now. In this church, he has started speaking in tongues. Very soon, he will tell me, Pastor, it's like I'm beginning to see in the spirit. I'll tell you, welcome on board. Welcome to where we are. For that kind of change to happen, it has to be by the Spirit. It has to be by the Spirit. You heard Savior's testimony. You know, Mr. Owen messaged me, said, we need to thank God more, for that testimony is deeper than what we think. How can they have an accident? The car was squeezed. Driver, passengers, you that were on the driver's side, I also had the accident. You came out unharmed. Every other person died. And what even made it more dramatic, because days before that day, there was a devotion and a declaration. Negative emergency cancelled. Negative emergency cancelled. It has to be by the Spirit. It has to be by the Spirit. It has to be. When on our way coming here, people in the car, they were just sharing with us how they came to church. Jesus was saying his own encounter, that she was having weird dreams. She was just seeing herself in new breed, seeing me preaching to her. And that one said his own was that while in the service, he heard a voice. I know it well enough, that even if I give you a flyer is not enough. It has to be by the Spirit. God has to breathe on that flyer. Oroluwa in Port Harcourt Church said he took flyer, put inside his bag, forgot about it. 3 months later, one day, he was just feeling down, feeling disturbed, asking God, Lord, I need answers. Lord, I need answers. And then picks his bag, the flyer falls out, and he heard a voice, your answer is there. Picked it, came to church. The rest is history. It has been answers. Are you with me? He speak a parable. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, let me go back to that parable. And then I want us to, let's see how we can do this service. Let's pray for 45 minutes minimum. If you're here, you cannot pray in tongues, just bear with us for today. Or open your spirit and catch it today. Are you with me? And maybe in another service, I will minister to those who cannot yet pray in tongues.
Luke 18 from verse 1 to 2. And he spake a parable unto them to this end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So, in the context of this teaching, faith is the ability to keep on praying when it does not look like anything is happening. In the context of this teaching, faith is that, okay, you prayed on Monday. You didn't see any visible change. You pray again on Tuesday. You pray again on Wednesday. You pray again on Thursday. And he's saying that even though there is that delay, God believes he's going to have, what God believes is that he's coming speedily. Though he bear long with them. I want to ask you, sometimes, let me rephrase my word. Is it actually God bearing long with them? Or them putting enough pressure to see what they want to see come to pass? Because now, the person he's talking about was the unjust judge. And the woman kept on disturbing the unjust judge. Could it be that God had planned that the unjust judge will do something for this woman, but it will only happen based on how much the woman is willing to put pressure? So, it may not be God holding back the answer. It may be you determining how fast the answer will come by how much pressure you are putting. Are you following me? Are you following me? Look at the story we saw on Sunday in Acts chapter 12. They took James and killed James. And then they took Peter also. The devil proceeded to take Peter also. And they had planned and settled his matter already, that after the Easter, they will kill him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people and cut off his head. And he was kept between 16 soldiers. Then in verse 5, but prayer was made. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And you know, in verse 7, an angel of God, while he was sleeping that night, an angel came. So that means it may have been God's will for James to be rescued. Are you seeing what I'm saying? It may have been God's will for James to be rescued, but God's will could not happen without the enforcement of his will by men of prayer. That's why the late Dr. Max Monroe will say, prayer is earthly permission for heavenly interference. So if I come to this place and just say, hey, Michael, stand up! Stand up! Why did you not clean the stage? Why did you not clean the stage? What will be your answer? I wasn't told. Did you tell me to clean the stage? Did you tell me, please, you can sit down, to clean the stage? Someone said, oh God, if that was good, what did you tell him to do it? Mm-hmm. So God was there. They killed, James died. Hey God. James died. But somebody will say, but God is sovereign now. How would God just allow it to happen? Why would God wait for somebody to say he should do it before he does it? Is it not the Bible that says the heavens are the Lord's and the earth has he given to the children of men? When it comes to earth, You put it in charge. If he will come here, you will bring him here. That's why heaven has not had problems since. Are you with me? Heaven has. Have you woke up one day and you just saw the sun saying, I know if he stay again, no? The hand that is holding me, he cannot hold again, no? It's always earth that there is problem. It's always earth that the floods will overflow. Why is the flood? Why are the rivers overflowing? By the time you keep pumping the bad materials inside, pumping oil inside, pumping this one day it will react. That's why. It's on the earth. You people know now.
You know, I saw something today. I told myself, I said, God, I felt like telling God, Nigeria problem is too much for one country now. How can one country? If I tell you what I want to say, it's not even bandits. It's not even price of, what I want to tell you, it's not price of fuel. It's not bandits. It's not kidnapping. It's not extortion. It's not police brutality. It's not. So, I practiced engineering before coming into ministry. So, I know what the oil field looks like. There is a place in the Niger Delta called Bile. Most of the well, they have oil, a lot of oil wells there. They have a lot of oil reserves there. And most of their oil reserves are gas. So they have a lot of gas wells and crude oil wells in that area. Some companies that the government gave license to has done exploration there and abandoned the wells. But they did not seal up the wells properly. So the wells have spilled and covered all their waters, all their food in that place as we speak as of today. If you dig your well to get water, if you scoop it out, it will look like clean water. Give it 4 minutes, it has turned to black. The water and the crude has mixed in the entire place. It will turn to black. So there is more crude in their water than water is in their water. And now people were shouting, they were protesting, tell the NDDC to tell the government. I'm like, these people, they are not even what you are saying. It's 2027. I was like, how many problems? This is the realm of earth. He gave it to men. That's why it's like this. It's not God's fault. For it to change and look like heaven, we will pray. We will use his wisdom. We will use his power. We will use his. There are so many things that. Are you with me? But let's say our context is prayer. Men ought always to pray. How always is always? I want to ask. How always is always? Men ought always to pray and not to faint. How always can always be? Jesus. There are some texts you see in the Bible. You should ask yourself, is this thing in the Bible? Thessalonians 5 verse 17. 2 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. My God. I want to ask you, what are the two things that a person, you know, have already spilled the bean? Tell me. Thank you. List out the things you do without ceasing. What are the two? What are things in your life that if you stop now, in the next 30 minutes, you are gone? Breathing. Your heartbeat. He says, pray without ceasing. That means he is likening prayer to your breathing. He's likening prayer to your heartbeat. Yes. Can you say after me? The necessity of prayer. Say it again. The necessity of prayer. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. My God. You will check the apostles. Say, continue always in prayer. Continue. That means if it was an apostolic style, when you pray 12 hours like we did some weeks ago, That's the normal thing.
Read out of the book of Acts chapter 2. It says, and they continued daily in breaking of bread, in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in prayers. Daily. Check 42, verse 42. Acts 2, 42. Yeah.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. This thing you are seeing there is church. This is the definition of church. The continuous steadfast emphasis of apostolic doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. Let me tell you, prayer is that life, is that spiritual life force that engages God into the things happening there. When a church stops praying, the energy of the Spirit will not be available to drive. It's like a fan. When you disconnect the fan from the socket, the fan can still be turning, but you will not be getting the cooling around. Are you with me? You will not need your hand to turn it. Who knows things like that? You will not, for the fan to keep on turning as though something is still happening, you will use your hand and turn it. But the life force within the fan to make it turn on its own, it's not available. When a church disconnects prayer from their ecosystem, that's what will begin to happen. You will not need, like in many countries abroad, somebody was telling me that there are some churches in Scotland, for the church to have attendees on Sunday morning, they will announce special breakfast, coffee, small chops, muffins will be available after the sermon. So they will have to arrange plenty muffins, plenty sandwich. That would be nice. At least they were breaking bread in the early church. But when that is the driving force, it's like using your natural hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize me with the spirit of prayer. Sometimes another thing that people struggle with is you can get tired. It can feel boring. Are you getting what I'm saying? I say, I'm a pastor, I'll tell you. Sometimes people think when I want to say people think it's easy. Yes, people think it's easy. But then you remember the necessity. You remember the necessity. This thing is important. You don't like injection, but collect it is important. It's important. But by the time you begin to see the shift in prayer, you say, like there was one of our excerpts that was trending. The stress of prayer will never be compared to the glory of prayer. The stress in prayer cannot be compared to what happens after we pray. Are you with me? The necessity. It's 7 o'clock. Jump on your feet. I want to share something as we pray. We are already praying. You know, we are already in the mood of prayer, but I want to tell you something. Even if you don't understand everything I've said, I want to ask you, are you not tired of the way you are? There's a sermon I did in, was it 2025? Morph. Go and find that. Go and listen to that sermon again. That sermon, I couldn't explain what happened the night before. Before that service, I was praying and just talking to the Lord. And then something came on me. I prayed in tongues for 6 hours. God's my witness. So, usually, you know, then we used to pray 11:30 to 12:30 every night. And after then, I will go and rest, wake up around 2 and pray till 5 o'clock and prepare for service. That's my normal Saturday routine. But that night, 12:30, the Holy Ghost grabbed me like this. Grabbed me. I was speaking in tongues till morning met me like this. See, I want a change. Tell your neighbor, I want a change. There are some times where you can feel something in your spirit. You know that there has to be more to my life than this. There has to be more. You know it. Those kind of prayers, you are not asking them for a prayer point. You are praying till you get to the point. Are you with me? You are not asking for a prayer point. You are praying to get to the point of prayer. Let me tell you. Can I ask you? See, all of you know. All of you are members of this church know. There is more to our pastor than what is happening. Am I talking to you? You know. You know it in your spirit that there is more to this. People, you know, people try to, what I call, wind me. You tell me, Pastor David, you are doing well, oh. There are 4 branches. Now you are going to have 5 branches. Kai, let me tell you, that is not what I've seen. No, I've seen something else. It's not branches, it's revival. It's revival. There is what I have. I will describe some of the things I've seen to you. It will happen shortly. We will close from service, on the road. People will be praying for mad people. They'll be getting healed on the road. Do you realize that 50% of Jesus' ministry was outside? What kind of ministry was Jesus running that the Bible says he was walking, and somebody said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. And then somebody touched his garment, the fountain of blood was dried up. And not just that, the fountain of blood was dried up. Then I asked him, he said, who touched me? I felt virtue leave me. Kai. Then I asked, Peter and I said, what do you mean who touched you? Everybody is stronging you. Can you imagine how that place was looking? Think about it. What kind of church were the apostles running? That they said they were looking for peradventure. The shadow of Peter will come upon people. See, for that kind of report to be documented, that means they had instances where the shadow of Peter had done things. Are you with me? There is what God has shown me. See, in that kind of movement, it's not crowd that will be the issue. The issue is, where will you keep them? Where will you keep them? And by the special grace of God, in my little life, I've seen it all. In a small measure, I've seen it. No, I've seen this thing in a small measure. There was a time. That one was seed form. It's going to come back in a global form. Are you with me? My God. There was a time, I'm talking about secondary school. I'll be praying for people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Not just students, teachers will come. Teachers. In the university, it was lecturers. Some of them still call me till today. My Jennifer is here. There was a time in the university, I'll be ministering like this. Time to close has ended. Students are sitting inside the chapel. I was in 200 level when that was happening. 200. You put in me those things. There were strange things. I finished from this chapel. I did not find my suit again. They found my suits in different halls. They were using suits, my clothes, to cast out devils. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, there is more. Say it again, there is more. Say it again, there is more. See, let me tell you something. Can you say after me, I believe in the supernatural? We have seen a little bit of it, but there is more. In Lekki Church, Pastor Eni told me, some people that have come to church, they asked them, who invited you? They said, nobody. The pastor of this church invited me.
I said, our pastor is not in Lekki, he's in Abuja. He said, he's the one that gave me flyer. So he came and gave me flyer.
There is more. And we need to, I'm calling for this prayer move because we need to enter into something. We need to enter into it. We need to, see, it should become a normal thing. They will say, just enter that compound.
You know some of my story now. At some point, I was in Covenant University with Bishop Edipo. When we were in 100 level, there were things we used to hear. There were things we would be hearing from school. Somebody will enter from Covenant University gate, Kinnaland gate, say, Papa passed. Papa used car and passed. Cockroaches came out of her body. Jesus. Waiting be that. There was no time to say, be blessed, be healed. You passed and not...
And guess what? It is, say after me, it's possible. Let us not get to heaven. My point is this. It's not about all the stories I'm telling. My point is this. Let us not get to heaven. And God will tell you, this was what I planned for you. And because of prayerlessness, you settled for this. Because of carelessness, you settled for this. Let's not get to heaven. And God will say, I plan to do X, Y, Z. I plan to do this and this with you. I wanted to make you a global figure in business, in career, in politics, in ministry, whatever. But because you settled for this. See, if Jacob did not wrestle with the angel that night, he will continue and die as Jacob, not knowing that there was Israel inside him, waiting for one night of travail. Waiting for one night of travail. See, if you can pray in tongues, lift your voice. Let's pray. Let's pray. I have stayed on this mountain long enough. I have stayed on this mountain long enough. Sambra katande kapale se kombaratai. Shembra santa lapande roko pesete. Jete leketelia. If you cannot pray in tongues, just keep on telling the Lord, set a fire inside of me. Set a fire inside of me. Set a fire inside of me. Hey, set a fire. Sharabala kase ketelia. Endarabalata kambele ketelia. Sharabalata palatai. Radagadada balaga sheketelia. Lord, help me. Help me. There are some of us. Oh, man.